everyone. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you're back with us again this week. We've got another fascinating show. Rodrigo is our DM. Everyone else is here. Let's pick up where we left off last week, Rodrigo.
Okay. So, last time on Critical Hit, our heroes had been told, hey, we want you to figure out a way to get rid of the gods of the void and get them to stop pestering us. And that's about it. Currently, I believe they were pursuing one of the few leads that they had, which is the lunar monster attacks around the city.
Yep.
And I think they were pretty much just getting ready to go there.
I think we were on our way or heading off or something.
We were just about to set off, as I recall.
Okay. Yep.
So, do you guys want to do anything before you go?
Well, now that we're actually preparing to go do what can conceivably be a fight, I shall go ahead and take the time on our way there to augment Steven's or Orm's sword.
Okay.
So he can get that plus one or the plus two to an attack roll.
Ooh, is this a permanent or is this a
one-time? No,
one
it's
time,
just a one-time shot. If okay. you make the roll and it, like say if you miss but you think you're only like within the two, you can cash it in.
All right.
You can cash in your two.
Plus two bonus to attack with a longsword. Excellent.
That's what he used to give to Smith all the time.
Ah, okay. Yep.
You realize it took you almost 8 weeks before we ever even convinced you to attack with that longsword?
Well, he eventually took 2 feats to be able to attack with it.
Yep.
Competently.
True. Early on in his career, he wouldn't have been able to hit anything.
Yeah.
I'm holding back all sorts of horrible remarks because Orm's my pal and stuff.
That's good. Anything else?
Just one final comment. Last week, Orm received the Helm of Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one initiative checks within 5 squares. Does that mean even at the beginning of battle, if everyone is positioned within 5 squares of me?
Yeah, that's specifically at the beginning of battle.
Okay, well, I didn't know if we had any other checks or anything else that
Initiative checks only happen at the beginning of encounters. So
okay.
All
right.
Assuming that you all also start a skill encounter within 5 squares of each other, you also get that initiative bonus.
Okay. Cool.
Although since it's
that's
guys
for the
just rolling
entire party.
Yes. Yeah, that's for everybody within
that's,
5 squares.
That's as
of
long
me.
As you're five within oh. 5 squares of them.
I didn't realize that was a field effect. I thought that was personal. Neat.
All right.
Can I use my new effect as a shield effect?
You can, but that one's strictly personal.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing a daily powers of Flaming Sphere and Phantasmal Assailant today.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new day and daily powers have regenerated?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually been a new day for a while.
Yeah. It's a new day. It's a new generation.
And I'm going to do, once again, Guardian Blades and Refocus for my utility powers.
Okay.
I am in the Vestige of King Elidir.
Okay.
Talk to me about what that means.
The Vestige thing?
Yeah. I remember we went over it last week, but mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that I was still clear. It's kind of like the phasey thing that...
Yeah, it's more or less the same basic concept as the phase thing that Smith had. My pact is the Vestige Pact Warlocked. I start out with 2 different Vestiges that I have access to. After any rest, I can change the Vestige that I'm in. One of them gives me a little extra chance to hit with an ability that I really don't like, and the other one gives me a bit of a bonus to adjacent allies whenever my pact boon triggers.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose the one that gives me a bonus to adjacent allies, so I'll probably stay close to someone, especially if there's multiple monsters that we're fighting, whereas last week we had just the one big guy.
Okay.
So no
if we had actually taken
you.
Down, I would have gotten the Pact Boon, and the counter would have been over.
Very cool. All right.
You've gotten the
so,
Pact what?
Boon.
Oh, Boon, okay.
The Pact Boon, that's what I had, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Regarding my new belt of shielding, because I will not call it a girdle.
Okay.
Just to verify that I have this correct, because we went over this last time, and I want to make sure that we don't have, you know, any rules issues.
Mm-hmm.
As an immediate interrupt, once per day.
Yes.
I can boost my armor class by 4.
Yes. Nice.
Is that one time?
Yeah, one time for one turn. And here's the thing. It's a daily item power.
Right.
And you only get one use of a daily item power per day or until you hit a milestone, which is two encounters. Which means that if you only have one, if you have two fights and they're consecutive, mm-hmm. and you use your shielding girdle in the first one, you wouldn't mm-hmm. be able to use either the shielding girdle or the dog in the second one, because the dog is also a daily power.
Oh, yeah.
So I can only use one of my daily abilities
right.
that are weapon gained in a day.
Yeah. Think about it. If it's a daily power, for example, your armor is just a reaction that happens when somebody crits on you.
Right.
Same thing with your axe, just and all the critical stuff that it does. That's not an actual power.
So if we utilize the dog,
mm-hmm.
it means that we cannot utilize the girdle in that same day.
Unless you have two or more fights.
Two or more fights, which relatively is, common.
Yes, which could very well happen. And you that do does like, include, that's encounters in general, so that also counts skill encounters.
Okay. And one final thought before we get into the hacky slashiness. Mm-hmm. Wait, I may have lost it. I'm looking at my thing, and it was over there. And there is the thing, which is over there. And I push that button, and I go like this.
Hey,
immediate interrupt
uh-huh.
is more Magic the Gathering stuff in engaging in my Dungeons & Dragons, and I'll whine about that later. But it means that if you say...
You know that they're put out by the same company, right?
Shh.
Okay.
It means that if you say, does a 25 hit, I can say, not this time.
Yeah,
so long exactly. as I have that daily power.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
There's two kinds of immediate actions. There's an immediate interrupt and an immediate reaction. An immediate interrupt happens before the effect that triggered it. An immediate reaction happens afterwards.
If somebody crits on me, they have to actually hit. What if they crit on me and then I fake the thing and they don't hit me and then I get the... Nah, never mind.
If they crit on you, it's an automatic hit.
It's going to be an automatic hit, so if you got a plus 27 to your AC, it wouldn't matter. Because someone with a base with an attack bonus of 1 rolling a nat 20 on you would still crit.
That's deep, Ogre. Okay. Enough expositioning. Let's go with the slashy.
All right. So you guys get to the courtyard, and there's a cloud taxi waiting for you. And you guys just climb on and tell them where to go?
Yep.
All right. And fly off. It's going to be a good hour and a half before you guys get to where you're going.
Oh, wow.
Who wants to play a game?
Hey,
I might.
Randus, did you, when you were looking up things for about binding. Did you find anything in particular that is useful?
Like I say, I'm just looking, I mean... There was talk that we may be able to, or at least it is possible, to make packs or, you know, some sort of deal with these entities,
mm-hmm.
which, if we were then able to have them materialize, that we could use to weaken them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is something, but I would not be all that eager to try to strike any sort of bargain or deal with these entities at all.
Okay.
Are we there yet?
Anyone else want to play a game? Or is it just me and Torque?
I'm going to pass, thank you.
Yeah, that's...
Alright, Torque. We're going to learn a new game.
Oh, okay.
Alright. It's called Rock Tumbler's Gambit.
I think I played this one. Is this the one where you push a guy off a rock?
Kind of. It's a bit more tactically based, so you might actually get this one a little better than Three Dragon Ante. Let's pull out a little game board and a couple of figures and start explaining.
Okay. Yep, it's not too complicated a game. It's a complex game, but the initial rules are pretty easy. And you guys play for a while. And eventually, you arrive where you're going, which is seems to be kind of this warehousey district. a lot of squat rectangular buildings in a row. The streets aren't particularly straight in this part of the city, so a lot of the buildings kind of jut out into quote-unquote the street, because it's not actually a street, it's just spaces between buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just a lot of alleyways. And you can more or less pinpoint where the attack probably happened. It's kind of a problem you have. It's a radius, because the maps that you have can't be too exact because the city's so gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they would have to basically have given you 10 like progressively smaller and smaller and smaller maps, but instead they just gave you, you know, pretty close approximations of each attack.
I see.
This will be our first encounter after an extended rest, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have used my restful bedroll then.
Okay.
It gives me a D8 temporary hit points until I take a rest.
Nice.
One.
Nice.
One temporary hit point.
Next time we try for two. Stop borrowing Brian's dice.
Actually, I have no idea where this dice came from.
Is it the red one?
No, it's an orange. Clear.
If there's a red one that feels orange, you need to give it to Steven quickly.
That feels orange.
Especially if it's warm.
So
do we see any signs of like a... I mean, obviously the city's been attacked, but do we see any obvious signs of the attack, residue of the attack, anything like that?
No, this presumably happened sometime in the past week.
Okay. So people have cleaned up, city crews have been at work.
Something like that. At least you don't see anything readily obvious. Okay.
Now, when we say attack, was someone killed?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody was attacked by one of these monsters and killed, and other people saw it, and then the monster ran away.
Are there any people standing around, or is this generally a
vacant?
Yeah, vacant.
It's not. Area. It doesn't look like it's vacant. It looks like people come in and out of here. Right now, you don't see any people, and you're. Driver asks you when he should come back.
Think an hour would be enough, or?
Sure.
Yeah, come back for an hour.
All right. Flies away.
So, I guess, can I do an arcana check to see if there's a any residual magics or anything around? Any kind of maybe portals where these monsters may have jumped out of a temporary spot? So 13 plus 14 is 27.
No, you don't see any residual mystical energies, really. Okay. Definitely no portals, because those things tend to be kind of messy.
Yeah.
Unless they're really well done, and if they're really well done, then they're permanent, and they can usually still be spotted.
Okay.
Unless they're deliberately hidden, this all goes through your mind.
Sure, you're very smart. Sure.
I'm going to start talking to people, just use, you know, insight to figure out what's going on, what they know.
You go, hang on. So you go out looking for people, just kind of, because right now where the group is,
mm-hmm.
there's nobody around. You're going around to other... Cubes.
Yeah, going, make a spiral out.
Okay.
So they take Torque with me. Just be like, yeah.
Good cop, enormous cop?
Pretty much.
Okay. Hang on.
Good cop.
Well, good cop, bad cop just involves you trying to pretend to be a good cop. And a bad cop, for that matter. So you go around, and eventually, as you round what is probably the back entrance of one, because they have a big portcullis-type dock,
mm-hmm.
You see three people walking out of the building. A merchant-looking guy. Basically has a nice kind of like a skull cap type hat that has all this like little filigree around it, and nice robes and a little goatee. What is probably his accountant, who is carrying a bunch of scrolls and looks a little older, and what is probably his bodyguard, who is just kind of a tall, lanky guy with a big sword.
Alright. Step up to the bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're doing some investigations around here, looking into the attacks from, what was it, about a week ago?
Yeah.
Attacks from about a week ago, see if we can't prevent that sort of thing from happening, make sure your boss here doesn't get hurt. And one of those attacks, and I obviously you are very capable, there shouldn't be any problem, but, you know, you could be on this side of him, and the portal opens up right behind him. You can't prepare for everything. We need to stop this sort of thing. Can I talk to your boss about this a little bit? You know, see if maybe you guys have some information. Any sort of information is going to help out, see what we can do. Try and shut this down so as we can get this taken care of for you.
Okay. He looks at you and nods.
All right. Step over to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm here to help you guys out with the monster problem. We need all the information that you've got. I imagine monsters in your area is probably actually driving the way of business a little bit. You know, let's try and work together here, get this taken care of for you.
He kind of closes his eyes a little bit, gives you a shake of the head, and kind of gives you a wave away.
Any particular reason you're not willing to cooperate here?
He just shakes his head and waves you away and starting to walk away.
So, I mean, cooperation would be much appreciated, and just kind of nod at Torque a little.
Mm.
Or gesture towards Torque a little. That's your cue to look menacing, Torque.
Oh, I look menacing.
give me an inside check. You both can, actually, if you want.
27.
Okay.
14.
Okay. You're pretty good at this, the whole talking thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you were conveying this, and Torque took his cue to look menacing. It's like he didn't understand what you were saying. Like, he just completely didn't realize that you were basically threatening him. He just kind of starts to step around you and goes, just kind of waves his hand and makes little pushy motions away from you.
I'm going to try Supernal.
Okay.
Start talking and start asking basically the same questions, go through the same shtick.
Give me another insight check.
Nat 20.
Okay,
so 35.
There's a clear, there's a clear moment of recognition. And then starts waving you away again. Like he kind of doesn't understand you.
Alright, I know you know what I'm saying. We need to find out what's going on. You can just tell me that you don't know anything. You know, and if I believe you, we'll let you go. But this is just for the good of the community as a whole. Monsters are bad for business, right? Yeah, killing your patrons, that's not a good thing.
They definitely start moving laterally or, in any direction so that they can start getting past you.
I will gently make that difficult.
Okay. It is difficult to gently make it difficult because it's pretty clear that they want to get around you. Like, if you step into their way.
Just that awesome.
If you step in their way, they will pretty much just jump to the side and try to get around you anyway.
This calls for a stupid gesture on somebody's part. And we're just the guys to do it.
So, what is this stupid gesture that I've heard so much about?
Cluck like a chicken.
Well, let me see. We're looking, obviously.
A reason I brought Torque
along. I don't probably have Ket's clear understanding of the nature of the thing and the thing.
No.
But.
You basically know that here's a bunch of guys who are refusing to talk to you. Really, literally, they haven't said a word. None of them have. And now they are trying to get around you, which, you know, at this point is actually suspicious.
I identify myself as a constable of Moonhold.
You have no jurisdiction here.
They don't know that. They probably don't know what a Moonhold is.
And most importantly, Torque probably doesn't know that.
That's true. Identify myself as a constable of Moonhold and ask them to speak to us or else they'd be bound by law.
They're trying to make their way around you still.
I'm going to very carefully place my hand on the man's shoulder.
Which one? The bodyguard, the scribe, or the boss?
Putting my hands on the boss is going to provoke an attack of opportunity from the bodyguard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to provoke an attack from the bodyguard, probably, but not an opportunity attack. An opportunity attack.
Go ahead. I am going to attempt to place my hand on the bodyguard.
Okay.
In an effort to stop him from moving without resorting to force, perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps.
So these guys start trying to get around you, and Torque puts his meat hook on the bodyguard. And Torque, as you put your hand on him, you know, he's a tall, lanky guy. He's wearing leather armor and has a big sword. When you put your hand on him, on his shoulder pad, it doesn't feel like armor. It feels kind of bumpy and wrinkly. And also your hand kind of dips into him a little bit, which sends ripples through his body.
I'm going to punch him.
Roll to disbelief.
Okay. As hard as I can. In the face.
So, Torque...
That's not normal. That, whatever that was, that ain't right, and it triggers my fear and hatred of things that are ripply.
Yep. So Torque kind of pulls his arm back to punch him, at which point, clearly, this whole sheen that they have going just drops. And you are... Torque has one hand on this creature that is largely humanoid, very spindly, has kind of all these... They're pretty much strictly gray, although some of them have slightly different markings on them. They are very skinny. Their joints are very thick. It is clear that just as this drops, like one of his elbows was actually bent in the opposite direction that it should be. Their faces are almost completely featureless, except for what actually looks a little bit like a C-section scar. Like, it's basically this Y shape that's just kind of a... basically just looks like a healed over scar. And all three of them do this as, you know, Torque reaches his hand back, and we'll probably get into a fight here in a second, so I'm going to have to set
him up. I'm going to vote with maybe.
Hey, Randus, did you see where Ket and Torque went?
He said, hinting
probably. Went down and around the corner last I knew.
Oh. All right, well,
there's
they're probably okay.
Yep.
If we hear you any explosions, bet. Then we'll worry.
Well, we know for a fact that Torque never gets into trouble. So I'm sure Torque and Ket couldn't possibly.
Yeah, there's no chance that the two men whose appearances have heralded impending violence, I seem to recall jumping out of a lot of windows in the first 3 minutes of the show.
Yep.
I seem to recall being thrown out of doors, rolling into their feet.
Here first.
Obviously, we have problems with entrances and exits.
Three against two, don't know.
Three against Torque.
As soon as Rodrigo says go, I'm going to be whistling for help.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep, let me get some initiatives.
Everybody?
Steven's like, really? Yes, everybody.
You guys can take it.
Oh, we probably can. Just, you know.
Wow, 11.
All right. One Eight. Second. Hang on.
So I guess I would get Steven's bonus.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Randus.
So 12. Okay. 12 then. 12 okay. For me. I forgot about that.
Which gives you, what, a 2?
A 21.
Wow. See, Matthew? Dice rolling box really works for him.
Now you've gone and spoiled that. That's true. That was initiative.
I'm trying.
He always rolls well on initiative.
Would you say 22?
Yes. 21. No.
21?
21.
Cat?
18.
And Torque?
17 and 6 is 23.
All right. So, these monstrosities reveal themselves. We'll say that one of them, that one over there, that's mostly white, is in fact a much, much lighter color of gray. That one over there, which I'll be calling Worm, since that worm looks like it's coming out of its face, actually has a weird proboscis type thing coming out of the top of its head. And that one over there, who we'll call Girl, actually, in a very unfortunate and kind of gross manner, has breasts. Yes.
So there is a third one.
Yeah.
There was three to start with. There was the bodyguard, the accountant. Boss man, and the accountant.
Right.
Ah, I'd forgotten about the accountant.
People always do.
You didn't account for him?
Hi. I can't even account for myself.
And if you want, at the beginning, as this all goes down, Ket can go ahead and whistle for help.
Yeah, I can't actually whistle into the mic. I can't whistle.
It's probably a good thing.
But yeah,
it would mostly sound like horrible wind.
horrible wind.
Two fingers in my mouth and whistle as loud as I can.
Okay.
Randus, did you see Torque and Ket go off together?
Yes.
That would be
the part where we said, hey, we're going to go off together. You guys keep doing your nerd stuff.
That can't be a good thing.
Yeah, Orin wasn't paying attention. That's why he's asking.
I was doing my magics, detecting my magics. We better go find him.
Is that what you call it?
I suppose.
Okay.
Where I come from, it's called hoo-ah.
So we beat feet.
Okay.
Make haste.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
So in their newly transmogrified state, they're all equally icky, and they're all roughly of the same size.
Yes, they are all medium-sized creatures. There is something, other than, of course, the way they look, there's something that's clearly abnormal about them. They don't look like they match the world. Shadows literally cling to them, and they kind of, like... Like, if one of them moves and he should be coming out of shadow, he actually kind of drags the shadow along with it before it kind of disperses in the light. And then it's the same thing when they move back into a shade. It's like they are still lit for a few seconds, and then they fade into shadow.
Using my extensive knowledge of lizard monkeys and other moon ecology, would I say that they are likely of an non-material planar premistat?
No. And we'll waive the 2d6 intelligence damage.
I know what material planar is. It's the world.
Okay, go ahead and... Actually, go ahead and give me a nature check.
Roll it off the thing. What's my nature, too? So, 17 for a nature check.
17? Well,
your nature should be a little higher than 2. Isn't your wisdom a 1?
My nature is 4.
Okay.
My wisdom is a +1, yeah, so hang on.
So, yes, these guys are not natural. They also don't look like the moon critters that you guys are used to fighting.
So this is a different kind of not from around here.
Yes, it is in fact a different kind of not from around here.
All of this runs through Torque's mind in the split second that it takes.
It's a headache.
That helps.
It all
focus.
Still tallies up to hit it with an axe.
Yes.
Hey. Oh yeah.
Okay. Hey. So at the top of the initiative order, the girl one will. Let's see. What's their movement? go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hi.
Oh, that.
And horror. Go flank Ket.
Herodin. And does she do that creepy flying with her feet off the ground thing?
No. She actually briefly drops down to all fours and just runs down and then stands back up. And
like Liv Schreiber.
Gets ready to slash Ket. So, this will be a claw attack against Ket. That'll be a 22-24 versus AC.
Just a sec. Yeah.
Hits?
Totally.
Okay. Take 5 damage.
Ow.
And you are slowed, save ends.
Lame sauce.
Is it clear what he's slowed by?
I know.
It's not clear what... To you, it's not.
So she's not grabbing him or...
No, she slashes at him and... It will become obvious, much more obvious to you later as you observe more of the fight or possibly get hit yourself, but it is actually like Ket has somewhat slowed down, like including like his clothes are just kind of in slow motion, not terribly, just a few frames behind, kind of.
Oh. So bad Korean animation slowed, got it.
Yes. And that's her, Torque.
Hello. So am I still holding on to the one?
Only cinematically speaking. If you actually want to, like, grapple it, you have to make a check for that.
I'm one square from one, and then the other one is how far?
You've got one square to this one, uh-huh. And an additional one square to the next one. So it's two squares to that one, and then...
So the cleave would not work unless I were to actually move.
Yeah.
Correct.
But if I were to move... And take my cleaving attack, would I be opening myself up to being eaten by
yes.
a crocodile?
Yeah. In order to move and be able to use your cleave, you would take opportunity attacks. Right now, your best bet is probably to start shifting around her to start getting multiple things in your swing radius.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I should be fine for a little bit. My con is really... ridiculously high, so I can take a few hits before it's dangerous.
Yeah, but I don't know that
position
On
the next turn.
Reaping strike upside the head.
Okay, roll it.
Torque whips the hand off the yucky thing and grabs the thing from around his back and spins it like a cheese sandwich. Not literally like a cheese sandwich.
Oh, okay.
24 to hit.
24 nice. Hits.
Okay. And the thing and the thing and the thing. And then the damage without my crit, because I always forget what it's like to not hit with a crit. With my axe damage.
12 plus 7.
My problem is I actually have two character sheets open and I'm getting myself thrown around. So 1d12 plus 7, 9 and 7, 16 points in the face.
Okay. Anything else?
Let's see. Would it behoove me to move?
Yes, you need to at least start shifting around here to a...
All right, let's do that.
And shift to Malou. Did you mark?
Yes, absolutely mark.
Okay.
She is marked. She's Jamesed. She's Bobby Rougeaud.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else?
I don't really have any minor actions that would avail me of anything, and I'm not really sure I want to burn an action point this early in the encounter, so no.
Okay. Randus, you're around the corner and you hear the sounds of Torque fighting, which sounds probably like a lot of grunting and an axe being used as a cheese sandwich.
All right. I turn around, yell back to Orm, found him. They're this way.
Kerthunk. Dag nabbit.
Order my assistant to get me my crossbow. Mm-hmm. Have that slap into my hand, free action, and move up. Let's see. Let's go with 6 and see where that puts us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
If I go over here, can I see anything yet? Not really.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and move out for my turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
To where?
Yeah, there's good.
There? Okay.
What did you do? You're using your minor for another move action?
No, standard.
Standard. Oh, okay.
He couldn't get anywhere where he could actually see
right
stuff. To shoot things.
You do have an action point.
Actually, what do these things look like now? Could I maybe use my arcana?
Yes, go ahead and give me an arcana check.
That'll be 21.
21. They do share some strange arcane characteristics with the thing that shatters the sky.
All right, so these things
probably
are definitely bad things.
In a sense, the same kind of thing, but of course, not exactly the same kind of thing.
Interesting.
In the way that, you know, ants and people are the same kind of thing.
So would these be the ants and he the people?
Yes.
In order to form a
otherwise, I'm pretty sure you'd be dead already.
Yes.
Anything else?
I'm just seeing what I could do.
You could thundering like armor on me.
Actually, yes. Good call. I shall grant upon my new friend there thundering armor, so I will zap. Press the button on my crossbow to stick out the wand and zap him so he gets a +1 power bonus to AC.
Okay.
And then the arcs of thunder will arc over and probably do nothing. That'll be a total of... Let me check. Where's that? It is only +8, so 17 versus Fort.
Against those two?
Let's go with the girl.
Okay. You have to call it beforehand.
Yeah, that's true.
But still doesn't hit.
Nope. Either way, that'll be it then.
Okay, and that was with an action point?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Next tick.
Action points.
Randus hears a thump behind him, turns around, and realizes that another one of these monsters has just jumped down from a roof. And this guy will saunter over to him.
Saunter, 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 saunter.
And his that scar will actually open into 3 pieces. Revealing the pieces themselves being lined with teeth, but also several rows of pink gums with radial teeth around them.
Oh, these are disgusting.
And it's going to jump and try to eat the Randus. With his face.
Remind me never to meet your subconscious in a dark alley.
Oh. Yes. I will try to remember that. Of course, it kind of does what it wants. Ooh. That one.
Yay!
Randus is so terrified that he jumps back and manages to slap it away, maybe. That, or it just goes rah, chomp, and bites a metal arm.
Get off of that.
Hey, that's expensive. All right.
You should get a shield installed in that thing.
Consider it. That would actually be pretty cool.
Crossbow's too handy.
Okay. And the white one, who is marked, is actually going to do the same thing to Torque. Except, hopefully, won't.
He's going to bite and miss horribly?
Yes.
Let's hope. That's going to be a 23 versus AC.
Yep.
Hits?
Yep.
Okay.
Or does it? Yes, it does.
Okay. That's 14 points of damage. And you take a minus 5 penalty to saves, save ends.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yes.
You're...
Okay.
Love that effect.
I hate that effect so much.
And...
I want a minus 4.
Cat.
Cat Stevens?
Yeah. Pull out a whip.
Okay.
Cat Mandu.
Curse. No curse. I need to be able to move here, don't I? Yeah. Eldritch Strike on Tongues McGee.
Okay.
Ooh. That will be a 26 versus AC.
Hits.
Nice.
Hey! Tiny little bits of damage. Or the heck? It's a D4. There's a D4. That is max damage.
Max
10.
Damage.
Max damage. 10 damage, and I get a slide in one square.
Okay.
Shift.
Now curse.
Minor. Pull out my weapon. Move. Shift. Attack.
I see now.
Okay.
I'm good.
So. Cat shifts away. And through the sound of the fight, it is difficult to hear the soft Feywild footsteps of Orym as he shows up around the corner.
Can I see?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going to have to move, so move
no,
me
I
up.
Can't.
Move me up 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then I can't really see what's going on, so I'm going to have to cash in a standard action for another move.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have to do an action point to do a spell.
Yep.
Unless you wanted to... You did prepare Flaming Sphere today, right?
Yeah.
You could drop a Flaming Sphere next to Randus.
Yeah, but then he'd be hit by 4 points of damage.
Isn't it?
Well, minimum of 4, I think.
Yeah.
And it's any creature that starts its turn.
Actually, wouldn't it be a minimum of 5? Because it would be 1 plus your intelligence
That's
of 4.
Right. That's right. So, all this running's tired me out. I'm going to wait.
You're just going to stay there?
Yep.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
And
it's like, oh my god, right there.
Guys, wait up, guys.
Guys, gotta remember, I'm a magic guy, not a runner.
I'm getting too old for that. And the wormy face man will shift.
And miss.
And then take a swipe at Torque, just with his claw. For a 23 versus AC.
Wow. That's twice in a row.
Amazing.
Still hit.
That's going to be 4 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And you are slowed. Save ends.
Okay. But I have -5 to my saves.
Correct.
We're at the top of the round.
So I will have to save twice.
Yes. And you'll want to save versus the -5 first.
Yes.
Is this top of the round?
Yes! Yep. Yes, I will.
You choose at the end of your turn which ones you save against first.
Alright, top of the round. The girl one is going to...
get her head chopped off.
Open her face flaps and start making this kind of lilting noise. Like, and it gets higher and higher pitch until eventually you guys can't hear it anymore, except for Ket, who can still hear it because it's being directed at him.
Ah, crap.
And she's going to make an attack. Ooh, that might miss. 14 versus Will.
Yeah, that doesn't hit.
Lucky you. And then... she'll just move over here. Torque.
Yes?
It is your go. Right now, you are slowed.
Okay. And my saves have to come at the end?
Your saves have to come at the end, yes.
Okay, so I got to do what I got to do when I do what I do. So right now, there are two of them in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! You know what that means.
Sweeping blow?
That'd be a good one.
There's also cleave.
Well, actually, that's what I was looking at.
Cleaving sweep.
Blowing cleave.
Cleave it is.
Okay. Which one are you attacking?
I'm cleaving. I'm attacking them both.
No, you're not. Cleave targets one enemy and then has splash damage against another adjacent enemy.
All right.
Which one?
And I can only mark the one that I actually attack.
Correct.
Yep.
Focus fire on the one that you started on.
The white one?
Yeah. See if we can't take one down.
Pass it around?
Yeah.
The voices in my head speak truthfully. So I'm going to attack the yucky one and cleave to the wormy one.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a shiny little red die. Crap. 19 to hit.
Nope.
Frassum.
But it does remain marked.
Yeah, but the other... Well, yeah. My bad. They're not flanking me, are they?
No.
No.
Is there any benefit to movement at this point in time?
There might be if you shift... Right now, they're both adjacent to you. If you shift to this square, if you can see my gorgeous fingers, because then you will be closer to Ket, and I'm pretty sure that you have at least one like movement-inducing thing that you might be able to use, but who knows where Ket's going to try to move. So, I mean...
Let's try it. I'm going to shift.
Okay.
Can I backflip over them?
Yes, you can.
Wow. See, you let me do these things and they're awesome.
Yep.
But they're all flavor text and so nobody cares.
No, all I care. It is important.
The flavor text is what brings the fun.
That's right. So, Torque.
Right?
You still have a minor action left.
I do.
I think you have at least one utility power that would allow you to use a minor action to get you extra temporary hit points if you want it. Other than that, you know, you can just end your turn and start making some saves.
Minor action? My third wind is a minor action.
Yeah, but you probably don't want to do that now.
What if I do?
Well, go for it.
Actually, probably unstoppable.
Yeah.
Which would be better.
That's a good one.
Because it would be temporary hit points equal to 2d6 plus my con.
Mm-hmm.
And 2d6 is 3. Awesome.
Sucks.
Okay. Plus your con.
Which is 2, so 5.
Nice.
And now I can save against my not having a good save.
Okay, go ahead.
For the negative 5, I am saving... 20.
Nice. Okay, you save against that.
Works.
So I got a 15. Now I'm saving against slowiness.
Mm-hmm.
15. Do I have any modifiers on my save?
Nope.
Not anymore.
Okay.
All right. Torque saves.
So I'm no longer slowed, and I'm no longer unable to save for being slowed.
That's right.
Else takes that.
You save. Now, if I could actually get an attack round, then that'd be great.
Yep.
My attacks have sucked all game. All
right. Rendus.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm Monstar.
Yep. Big flappy lip monster creature thing in my face. I'll direct the assistant to slap my new shiny Morningstar into my hand. And I'll try to womp him with tried Thundering Armor on myself.
Nice.
So I'll get the plus one AC, and then I'll swing at him, and nice. So that'll be 27 versus Fortitude.
Hits.
Yay. That's 10 better than last time.
And this one I'm calling Guts, because okay. He has a big gut.
Oh, wait. Crap. That's an implement power, not a weapon.
So, two lower than that?
No, it'd still be the same bonus, but I'd want to... I guess it is a close burst, so yeah, never mind. What is it? D8.
Explain your thought process.
I was thinking it was ranged attack when it's not, but no, I can still zap him. And
yeah, I get
push
what
him.
You're saying.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be 8 damage.
Okay.
And then I'll push him, and then I can move away without having to shift. 2. Ah. I'll just hide back there-ish.
Okay.
Chicken.
How hurt are you?
Oh, I've taken 4 damage.
Okay, is that all?
Yeah.
You're good then. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm fine for a
done?
While.
Done? Okay.
Unless you can grant me a save.
Guts that turn. I'm going to try and recharge. And will not recharge. But he will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And charge.
Doesn't recharge, so he just charges.
Yep. That's going to be a 33 versus AC against Cat.
Okay, that hits.
Yeah,
4, 6 points of damage, and your slowed save ends.
I'm already slowed save ends.
I know.
I hate you.
Now you're slowy.
So you got 10 damage now?
Yep. Which is still not worth healing me yet.
Just going to keep my eye on you.
And that's the end of his turn. The white one is going to try to recharge. Will not recharge. So he will try to slash at Torque.
You... Mother of a
22 versus AC.
22 versus AC.
That hits.
Okay.
Does it? Okay.
Barely.
Not going to activate the belt.
Yeah, these guys are doing pretty small. This is just a claw attack. So take 5 damage.
Okay.
And your slowed save ends.
Yeah. Again.
Yep.
Now I'm going to have to start cutting some people in too. This is getting ridiculous.
Cat.
Which one do I want to curse?
All of them.
I'm going to curse this one.
Okay.
Curse you!
And then we will use Eldritch Strike on Guts.
Okay.
Twenty-two versus AC.
Nope.
No. Flame sauce. Shift.
Good call.
And go back to back with Torque.
Yep. That is a very dangerous situation, with a whip flying around and an axe flailing around.
Yeah. Though we're both rather competent with our use.
That's
so
true.
It's dangerous for them.
Yeah. Save versus slow, unless you're going to do something else, but I think that's the end of your move. Sweet. No? No love? Alright.
No love.
Orym.
Alright, Orym.
Playing the tactical game.
Is running slowly, because normally the fight's over before I can do anything. I see, you know, I just saw Randus pop around the corner and then pop back.
And
as I'm running,
run by.
And I'm like, what? And I saw something whip by, and I was like, what's going on? As I continue to run past him 6 squares out from where I was.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep. And I turn just in time to see everybody in. What is that? And so I instantly react with my flaming sphere. Okay. And I'm going to cast it out over here.
Nice.
And... Da-da-da-da. And I'm using that with my...
Wand of Accuracy?
Yep.
Okay. And which one are you targeting?
I'm going to target the big fat one, the one that I saw most easily. And so I'm going to roll an 8 plus... 12 is 20 plus my Wand of Accuracy...
Should be 4 more.
24 then.
24
versus reflex.
Hits.
All right.
Yay.
And so, let's see. What do I got here for damage? 1d8 plus... No, I'm sorry. 1d8 plus 5.
Really, damage on a flaming sphere is 1d8?
Oh, I'm sorry. 2d6. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2d6.
Yeah, and it'll be 2d... What did you use? Which... Your longsword?
Yeah, his
yeah, with my long sword.
So it'll be 2d6 plus 7.
So that's 5 plus 7 is 12 damage.
Okay.
And then if I burn an action point, I can use another attack.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then because I'm just freaked out by what I see, I use my magic missile against this guy over here, the whatever he is.
Worm face.
Worm face.
Worm tongue.
And he takes 6 damage.
Okay. Which is the usual response that monsters have to fire.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that should be the end of my turn.
All right. Next turn, Wormface is going to... Let's see. Shift here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ah, crap.
He's going to do that thing where he opens up his face and starts making noise. And again, it goes out of the range of hearing of everyone except for Orym. And we'll see if this one actually hits. Probably not. That's going to be a 17 versus Will.
Oh, no, that misses. Orym had his Eladrin earplugs in this morning because he was tired of both Ket and Torque going on with their games. That's probably why I didn't know that they left.
Yeah, why you didn't know they left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, top of the round. The girl will take some fire damage.
And she does. And that is...
D4 plus D4. Your int.
That is 5 damage.
And then she will, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll run over here and get an Orym's face.
Yay!
And try to chew on it.
Your face looks tasty.
Mm-mm, face. Fey face. That will be... 30 versus AC.
Oh, that grabs a hold of my face.
And rips it off.
Ooh, for min damage. So that's only going to be 5 damage.
Okay.
But you take a minus 5 penalty to saving throws, save ends. Okay. And that will be her turn. Torque.
Hello.
Alright, there's a monster adjacent to you, and there's a cat adjacent to you.
There is?
Yep.
Hi.
There's only one monster adjacent to me?
Yep, the other one shifted away.
Is the cat at a point where he needs to be shift-located?
That could help.
It might be able to help me get me out to where I can actually use my damage instead of my control.
All
right. So right now, I've just been
especially
trying to move people around.
It would be a good idea because it also gives you a good solid reason to use covering attack, which does more damage anyway.
Covering attack, then.
Okay.
Come on, no whammies, crap. That's a one.
Ah. Does it? Do you actually have to hit with it to
get the effect? Covering attack does require hit. I believe it's Reaping Strike and one of the others that has the miss effect.
Covering attack, hit. Yep, and the ally can shift two squares, so no shifting either. Sad day. Okay.
I tried to chop him in half, and he actually kind of warped around it.
Yep.
It was awful.
It is. Anything else? You got a move and a minor.
Move and a minor.
You could shift, and you'd be flanked, but, well, they've been hitting you pretty regularly anyways. And you'd be adjacent to two of them again.
Flanky, flanky. Wait a second. All right, so I could shift.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, am I in the flanky position?
No. You are only adjacent to one enemy.
Okay. Having missed, my mark is going to expire, yes?
No.
Every time you attack, you mark.
Okay. So my mark can stay in place. Only a new mark would supersede the old mark.
Correct.
Okay. I probably ought to shift.
Okay.
Somewhere?
So you can actually... Well, there's really not too many great places for you to shift. If you want, really just pick a square that's still adjacent to this one, like either here or here, and shift there.
Okay.
Let's
bum rush to the left. Your left.
My left. Okay.
Your left.
Yep.
And you want to just be adjacent to the white chick, not the... I assume you don't want to be in the flanking position. Rather than being flanked.
Would I have been moving into a flanky position?
No.
Not there.
Right now, you're not moving into a flanked position. You could move into a flanked position, which would give you adjacency to two enemies instead of just one.
Yeah, which would make it hard for them to just up and move. They would have to shift.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, let's do that.
Okay.
That sounds all combatical and stuff.
Yeah. And it does open you up to being flanked, but...
Yeah, and
Torque. As they've been kind of hitting you pretty regularly anyways.
So Torque is between the white one and Guts, for the listeners at home. And again, you can head over to Major Spoilers and you can check out the photos for this, the top of the round photos. But because they are top of the round, you may not notice all the subtle motions that everyone takes.
Indeed.
So
having done that... Man, I'm trying to decide whether I want a third wind or not, and I don't believe I do.
What's third wind do? Just give you a healing surge?
If you're not even bloodied, I wouldn't.
That's what I was thinking too there. I asked my secretary, Mrs. O'Higgins, and she said I don't do it, so.
Okay.
So I'm going to save against my slowitude.
Go for it.
Shoot, 5.
Okay, you do not save.
Hey, you are going back in the bag, little red guy, you little son of a monkey. That's 3 crappy rolls in a row. I'm not talking.
Randus.
All right. Okay, I think I'm going to actually have my assistant whip me out that Morningstar again, and walk up and smack her with magic weapon.
Cool.
Hopefully. Man, maybe. That'll be 22 versus AC?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty middling. All right. That'll be good for now.
Okay.
Still not doing too bad?
No. I'm only down 10.
Guts. We'll take some fire damage.
Yay! Takes 5 damage.
Okay.
He's on fire.
Your damage has been spectacular.
I know. Yeah. Just see, I gave that one guy some damage, the other guy some damage.
Yeah. It's good, too.
I hit 3 people in one.
Crap.
Oh, he's going to try to recharge. And he does.
Crap.
So he's going to shift over here.
Shift over here, shift over there.
And chew on Cat's head. Presumably.
Cat head. It's the other day I was eating some cat heads at a barbecue place.
Once again, 30 versus AC. Four. 8 damage. And a minus 5 penalty to saves.
Yeah, because that's really going to affect me at all. Seeing as I've rolled a 6 on all of my saves today.
Yeah, well.
Well, now you roll a 10.
And 10 is more.
Okay.
Oh, that's... 10 is less now.
Yes. So that's that guy. The white one, who is still marked, is going to attempt to recharge. And will recharge. And gonna chew on Torque's head. That's going to be a...
He just smothered in awesome sauce this week.
26 versus AC.
That does hit.
For max damage of 15. And a minus 5 penalty to saves.
Torque.
Wow, that's a bloodied Torque, my friends.
Alright, Torque is bloodied.
Alright.
How far can you move the fireball?
Good to know.
6.
Okay. Okay. And Ket.
Awesome. Curse, dude, what is next to me?
Okay.
I curse.
Curse you.
Curse you.
Yeah, no, it's a lot more threatening than that. It's really.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
That's a little better.
Ah, fart in your general direction, son of a silly person.
Oh, actually, give me just a moment. I see an opportunity for actually getting out of there.
Ooh.
I know. It's terrifying. That is cool.
Rob has discovered a power he didn't know he had.
No, I chose my dailies based on what their like vestige packed stuff was, as opposed to what their actual effect
attack
was.
Is. Yeah. So what are we looking at?
Actually, I'm going to go more with the tactical positioning thing and attempt to Eldritch strike him again.
Okay. Guts.
Yep. 20.
Nope.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Indeed, that does suck.
And yep. There's too many weapons in my way.
Yeah.
Shift away from him.
Okay.
Take your slowed with you.
I'm trying.
Shift into the spear?
Yeah, but
well,
it's only
it'll,
if he
yeah,
starts
the
his turn.
The turn. Presumably Orym will get a chance to move it, or it'll maybe vanish if he doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright. Do I want to spend an action point?
Why not? It worked out so great for most.
I hate you all. Rob, as a player, hates the rest of the players.
Gotcha.
Ket is perfectly fine with his teammates as of right now. Because we're kind of sucking equally.
Action point.
Action point.
Kill. Kill them all.
Hey, and you're even not next to something.
I know. Which is convenient.
Sir Pood.
That one, or do I want to? I want to do that one. Vestige of Mount Valus.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. What does it do?
Killing with a dally?
Need to describe it for our listeners.
I will be describing it. I need to.
The vestige of Mount St. Helens causes him to. Oh.
I wrote down a basic description of how this was going to be working, looking. So I needed to check my description so as I didn't screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, hey, have I used a minor action? Yeah, I've used a minor action.
Yeah, to curse.
Crap. I can't do this then.
Never mind. Go with the other one.
Primostat.
Eldritch Strike.
Or, yeah, that'll.
I don't have.
Against
Guts.
Yep.
Guts.
Right. Well, you could hit the other one too if you want.
I want to hit Guts.
Okay.
I want to get him into position. Yeah, we'll try that. Hey, 24 so versus AC.
Hits.
Yay.
There's something.
So there's a fat one and a monstrous girl. Which one is the one with the chattering teeth?
Huh?
Never mind. It's a joke for people who were alive in 1987.
Okay.
And six? No, wait. Sorry. I did not add anything into that. 11. Damage. And I get to slide him one square. Whoop.
Square slider.
Nice.
Did you just slide him against me?
Yes.
Yeah, if I wanted to do that, but that's not what I was going to do. But
anyhow, I'm good. Done.
Okay. Save against minus five saves, presumably?
I don't want to. Nope. I rolled a 10.
Yeah,
see,
you did.
Told you.
Now save versus slow.
I rolled a 10.
Hey.
And now I'm kicking Brian.
Stop kicking Brian, because you'll knock stuff off the table. As you guys are pretty inaccurate in real life. And in game. Orym.
All right, so here's something that I don't think we've ever used in the game before, but I think a couple of our listeners have pointed out.
Uh-huh.
Under Flaming Sphere, it says, as a standard action, you can make another attack with the sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So I could theoretically move it.
Yes.
As my move action.
Mm-hmm.
Do another attack with the Flaming Sphere, and then sustain it with my minor.
Yep. Yes.
All right, then that's what I shall do.
However, that attack is a ranged attack. It just, which means you would be making a ranged attack, which would provoke an attack of opportunity from that thing that's next to you.
Let me see something. Thunderwave pushes equal to your wisdom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I should your be wisdom's one. Only a one. I thought your wisdom was a bit higher than that.
Nope.
Nope. He's fast and he's smart.
Yeah.
He's not that wise.
That shows.
He's not very clever.
Yep.
Because if his wisdom was a bit higher...
Well, I can... I can not attack with it if I don't want
to. His wisdom is lower than mine.
So I'm just going to move it.
His wisdom is a 12.
I'll go ahead and move it over here.
Okay.
All right. Wow. So that's my move action. So that I'll hit all three of those guys at the start of their turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to use my parrying longsword to try to hack this thing off my face.
It's either that or you could thunderwave and shove it away.
Meh. Parrying longsword has a...
it does. It is
better attack.
Yeah,
than
but
the
it's also against AC, which is
at least a 23.
Usually, yeah, oh, usually yeah. For their. Usually, it's a better defense on most monsters.
The parrying longsword.
Yep. So, I mean, it just kind of evens out. You end up with about the same chance to hit.
Yeah. Somebody use my longsword.
Okay. Longsword attack.
Hey.
19
plus 12 is. Yeah.
31.
That'll hit.
All right. And damage for that is 1d8 plus 6.
Why does Steven have all my attack rolls?
Where's my d8 at? That will be for, what is that, 15 damage?
Nice.
No, I'm sorry, 13 damage.
Okay.
13 damage.
A d8 plus 6 cannot equal 15.
13 damage.
He corrected himself.
And then...
a d8 plus 6 can in my book.
Okay, so that's everything then. My move, my minor.
Okay.
Just like 27 and 13 is 50.
So that's Orym's turn. Save against minus 5 to saves.
But you have a minus 5 on the save, causing
yes.
a loop.
Oh,
of
yeah, no.
So he's in a negative.
A negative
I got a negative 4.
Nice, nice.
Great.
All right.
Not only do you not save, you
she
don't save
die?
Next time.
Does she look bloodied after she...
No.
After I hit her off
no,
my face?
Not the once.
No.
She's only been hit twice now.
Yeah.
Like, she's taken
she took
damage
splash
from
damage,
you.
Oh, okay. And then you hit her. Worm Phase is going to take some fire damage.
Fire!
Fire.
Wow.
Let's try another D4.
I already tried. This is the second one. We'll see.
Better
that was maybe
change the die, man.
Some of it out. I already changed the die once.
All right. Okay. I've retired the one that rolled... two ones and a five, so I'm going to have to probably do an exorcism on it. Rub it on Gary Jackson's grave or something.
This guy's going to come over here and try to bite Cat.
Hi.
So Cat is the green thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. The custom-made Smith miniature.
Yep. Right.
Okay. That's going to be a 28 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
For 10 damage and minus 5 to saves.
I've already got a minus 5 to saves.
I know.
Yeah, you have minus 10.
Punch you in the face.
Nope.
You mean they don't stack?
They don't
stack.
Not
if it's from the same power thing.
Well, actually, even if it's the same effect, they usually don't stack. As long as it's just an individual effect, they don't stack. So ongoing 5 fire wouldn't stack even from multiple sources of multiple powers.
But for negatives, it's supposed to be like, as long as it's from different powers, they would.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. You don't just take the highest?
Nope.
That's good to know. Disgusting.
It can be.
No.
Being on fire is like vomiting. You either are or you aren't.
Right. Okay.
You can't be more on fire.
Top of the round.
Monstrous
girl
monster.
Is in front of Orym. She's going to try to recharge. And she will not recharge.
Yay.
So she will just shift over here.
And what did you put on her? You cursed her or something?
Mm-hmm. And
what does that do?
Slash at Orym.
It makes it so I deal extra damage to her.
Oh, okay.
And when she dies, I get a benefit.
Oh, okay.
Actually, right now, if she dies, Tork gets a benefit because he's the adjacent ally.
29 versus AC.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. Orym will take 6 damage and is slowed. Save ends.
So I move at half speed.
Your speed is 2.
Okay.
Let's get closer.
So that's her. Torque.
Yes?
It's your go, friend.
I'm starting to sound more and more like the Family Guy version of George Takei when I do that.
Yes.
All right. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
About what it means on one of my new powers.
All right.
An adjacent ally can make a DC 10 heal check.
Mm-hmm.
To use a power without spending an action. But that ally
spends his action to do that.
Spends his action. So, if Randus were to do a heal check on me, and a heal check, I presume, is...
A standard action.
Just a standard action, okay. So, if that were to happen, I can spend a healing surge
with
and
your
no
third
effect.
Wind, yes.
Okay.
You would actually use the third wind power.
Awesome. That's just something to put in Brian's brain.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I am going to spend my third wind as a minor.
Okay.
So I do get back a healing smurge, and my smurge is some.
All right.
What is my healing surge now? Is it 16? It is 16. All right. And talk to me about my positioning. I see cloaks and things and daggers. And how many people are there in the thing?
There are all of them.
Two monsters adjacent to you.
Two monsters are adjacent to me.
Mm-hmm. And one cat.
And one cat. And the big thing that I keep mistaking for the big monster is, in fact, me.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
So that's
awesome,
a load
awesome.
Off your mind, I guess.
If you're listening, Aldo, thank you. I like being the biggest thing on the board. All righty. Let's go with the sweeping a blow.
Okay. Roll it.
The sweeping a blow. This is a new die. And if this die rolls a 1, I'm going to hit it with a hammer. Mother of God. 1.
Crap. Wow.
Go get your hammer.
We're awesome today.
Oh, man. I haven't sucked this much since I was in the community theater.
We're still...
I'm triggering a Family Guy flashback. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Okay, so...
So that was a minor action, a standard action. You can shift, but honestly, now you have those two guys marked, so you might want to stay there.
Marky. Yeah. Let's leave them right there so that if either of them tries anything other than trying to kill me, which now that I think of it would probably be a bad idea too. Yes, they are marked.
Okay. That's Torque. Randus.
All right. How bad are you, Torque?
I am currently unbloodied, but it would be lovely.
Would healing surge plus 7 be good?
Hell yeah, healing surge plus 7 would be good.
All right. I'll step up 2.
So that'd give me more points than I actually have.
Let's go here. Actually, would I want to go ahead? Oh. That doesn't top you out. How many more hit points than you actually have would that give you?
Healing surge plus 7?
Yep.
Would be 23. That would put me 6 points above my maximum HP.
Which would waste most of the plus 7.
Yeah, you're good right now.
Wait a minute. They're temporary hit points.
No,
they don't stack.
No, no,
but
no,
I should
no,
be
no,
able
no, no, no. These would be actual hit points. That was this would give you actual hit points.
Yeah, that would pretty much waste the bonus.
So then we'll refrain from doing that right now.
However, I'm actually 1 point shy of bloodied. I was planning on using my second wind on my action.
All right. Dagnabbit. Is there a way I could get up in there?
I've already broken my third wind.
I can handle to use my second wind because that'll actually give me a chance to
attacking
or
provoking.
Get other
or do you have
stuff
to get? Do you have to be next to them?
No.
You can come over here and flank with Kat.
Oh, there is that. Okay, we'll just try that instead. Alright. And now I'll spend a minor action. Hypodermic to you, healing surge plus 7.
Ow.
Yay, I am at 50.
That guy just stabbed you with a needle.
And I feel better.
And that's a complete stranger who just stabbed you in the neck with a needle.
Yep. And then I shall womp the guy. We'll go. Yeah, I know you don't usually attack with AC, or attack 2 AC, do you?
He's been attacking with AC this whole time.
Yeah, that's all I've been able to do is because I can't
okay,
get my wand
out. Scouring weapon, hopefully, upon
Wormy.
Warm tongue. Yep, Wormy. Now or not. That'll be 14 versus AC.
No.
Yep.
That doesn't have an effect?
No effect.
Let's just pretend that these creatures have some sort of dampening field which fills us with a low-like sense of horror and throws all of our combat reflexes off.
Sounds good to me.
That's
really,
the story and
guys,
I'm sticking to.
You guys have no idea what you're fighting, we'll say. These guys move completely different and
Torque is freaked out by their zipper faces.
Yep. You've been fighting in rocky pebble type things and now you're like on an actual street. The flatness of it is disconcerting.
I guess I should say 15 versus AC.
Also no.
The grass got in our eyes.
Wow.
I knew it wouldn't matter.
Anything else?
Nope. Move minor standard.
Okay. Guts is going to take some fire damage.
Guts.
He takes 6 damage.
Okay.
Just wanted to get in there.
Yes.
Nice.
Magic weapon. We are slowly increasing.
Little by little.
We're slowly lighting them on fire.
Which will bloody him.
It's true.
Wow.
Yay. If we just stick with Flaming Sphere and Magic Missile, we can get him without having to need those pesky rolls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Steven,
we could actually hit him with the big axe or the crossbow, too.
I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do.
Okay. So he is going to risk the immediate attack to shift Torque.
I attack him.
Okay.
Immediately. Hang on, I have to remember how this goes. Nobody's ever been dumb enough to do that.
Oh, and he's going to try to recharge first. Nope.
Okay, so I get a basic attack.
Yep.
With with a bonus equal to my wisdom modifier.
Yes.
And if I hit him, he stops moving.
Correct.
Ha! Ha! Yeah, but my wisdom modifier is a 1. Still, nary a difference.
Every little bit helps right now.
Indeed, especially when we're rolling 1s. And 17s, 18 to hit.
18 total?
Yes.
Nope.
Frassum!
You rolled a 17?
Yes.
You get to make a basic attack.
Right.
Which is your normal attack bonus of like a plus 300.
Then an additional plus.
Plus 1.
Oh, I did not realize that was, in fact, and that's not even not knowing 4th edition rules. That's me being a total schmuck. 31 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. Dumbass. I'm like, don't get my bonus. I hate myself today. Can I have a beer? All right. I'm off my game. 18 points of damage.
Okay.
In the face! And he stops moving.
Okay.
Now, question for you. Since this has never come up before.
Okay.
Multiple marks in combat.
It just supersedes it.
But if they both were to move, I would get two separate instant interrupts, immediate interrupts, attack of opportunity.
Nope. You only get one immediate action until the start of your next turn.
So at this point, the other one technically could take a running jump.
Yeah. No, she could shift away. Yeah. Shift away or, say, attack Ket, and you couldn't do anything about it.
Because I've already made my immediate interrupt.
But you still you can still take opportunity attacks, which are different from your immediate attacks. So if it actually tried to move, then they would be screwed.
They'd get an attack of opportunity. Okay.
Okay. So then you halt its movement, so it's going to just shift again. Oops.
I said halt your movement.
Shift.
You don't get the shift. I halted you.
Yep, he's basically cashing in a standard action to do it.
Is he cursed?
He is cursed.
And he's marked?
Yep.
Awesome. He's all kinds of things.
And that will be his turn.
Soon he'll be decapitated and they'll find his head over by the snow cone concession.
And then the white one takes some fire damage.
5 damage?
Okay. Yeah. I thought we were getting better at this.
Yeah, you know.
What are we rolling for damage?
Is that extra 3 damage?
Flaming
all that
sphere, and it will shift over here.
Oh, and now I kill it.
I think first try to. Nope, no recharge. It'll just slash at Torque with its deadly claws.
Its horrible talons.
Yes, that's going to be a 20 versus AC.
That
22 versus AC.
You mother.
Hits.
Sure. No, yes. Not going to use your belt.
Okay. He can't. He just used an immediate on his last turn.
Right.
On the last action.
Correct. And I don't want to like crank the belt out in the middle of a fight against some minions when we might have a boss fight later.
So that's going to be 8 damage and you're slowed.
Come on, we're talking about Torque here. Dramatic possibilities. Okay.
Vote opportunity attacks. It won't.
I know.
Okay.
Ket.
Yay! What do I want to do?
You want to kill.
I do want to kill. Which one do I want to kill?
All of them.
Actually.
Now can you do the big mountain thunder?
Yeah. If I decide not to curse something, I can do any of my attacks.
Mountain Dew Thunder?
The big problem is I haven't pulled out my wand yet. So without my wand, my attack is... I guess it's only 2 less, but...
That's also 2 less damage.
True. And... Yeah, I guess that would work. Okay. Shift.
Okay.
Minor action. Wand.
Okay.
Eyes of the Vestige on the tongue.
Okay.
Now make it happen.
Is it actually called Eyes of the Vestige on the tongue?
No.
No. Eyes of the Vestige. Targeting the dude with the tongue.
Wow, I am totally out of it today. I need some caffeine.
Hey.
22 versus Will.
Yes.
Yay! Alright, so this does a d6 plus my con modifier and psychic damage, and then I get to choose the target or a creature within 3 squares of the target and within the target's line of sight to put my curse on it. I'm going to choose the target.
Cool.
Does this mean I will be able to actually add my extra curse damage into it?
That's an interesting question. I would say no.
Okay.
Because that's an at will, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll just toss the curse on it anyways. And 13 damage.
Nice.
Okay.
Psychic damage, if that matters.
Okay. Anything else?
It should be good.
Okay. Roll me some saves. Minus versus, 5.
Yep. You're gonna friggin'.
Nice.
That's
14.
A no. Oh, wait, well, no, that. It's minus
14. 14 minus 5 oh, is 5. 9.
Yep. And versus slowed?
Minus 4.
15.
Nice. You are not slowed.
I pulled out my favorite die. Is the cursed D20 of Doom.
Okay. And Aurum.
At least he didn't roll. All right,
I'm
going to
use my phase step.
Okay.
I say you should be
teleport
happy I didn't roll two
five
more
five squares. One, two,
I
three,
assume you like
four,
having kneecaps.
Five.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use...
Oh. This is the first time you've used phase step since you've left the moon, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So remember how when you were on the moon, you were kind of transported to this completely featureless desert
mm-hmm.
expanse.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you use it, you are back to being battered around and not really being able to see what's going on.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And when I pop out, I go ahead and cast... what was the other one that I had here that I was thinking of using? I'm just going to do magic missiles on Guts.
Okay.
Which is the...
So that's 6 damage, you said?
6 damage.
Okay.
And it blows up.
And sustain minor, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay. Doot. All right. Go ahead and save. Give me some saves. Let's do minus 5 first.
I do. 11.
16 no.
minus 5.
Oh, 16 minus 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Now I'll save against slow.
18.
All right. Orm saves like a champ.
Nice.
And Worm Guy. Where's Worm Guy? There's Worm Guy.
There you are, Worm
there
Guy.
There you are, you Worm Guy. He's going to first off, he's going to try to recharge. And will not recharge. And then he's going to shift over here.
All right. Saves me the trouble.
And slash at Torque. 4 and at 20.
Mm.
So, that's okay.
Nice.
Torque takes 9 damage and is slowed, save ends.
Okay.
For the, like, 5th time.
Yep, for the 5th stack.
Yeah. You are very, very slowed right now, Torque.
All
right,
that'll be the end of the round.
And that's where I think we're going to end this episode of Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Before we get out of here this week...
Just call me stupid.
Before we get out of here this week, let's go into our email bag and answer a couple of questions. This comes from Robbie Locke, who says, "Dear Critical Hit, I just wanted to let you know that Critical Hit is one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. I found it after listening to another D&D podcast and searching for more. I've been listening for the past month, and it really helps me get through my 40-minute commute to and from work. I've never played D&D myself, but I've been doing all the reading, and I'm starting the legwork to getting a game together. My question, how often do you come up with ideas for characters that never see the light of play? Do you ever come up with player characters that you like so much that you decide to use them as non-player characters? Thanks, Robbie." Rodrigo, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Every day.
All right.
Maybe 2 or 3 a day.
Okay.
Depending on what game system I'm currently enamored with. But yes, if you were to look at my character builder, there are just several pages of characters that I've just sat down and made that I will probably never play. Because usually when somebody's like, "Hey, let's do a one-shot," and they're like, "The one-shot is like this," then that in and of itself gives me an idea for another character. So, yes. Secondly, would I ever consider turning them into NPCs? Maybe, but usually not, because, you know, there's something different about a PC than there is to an NPC. You know, your PCs are basically the most important people in the universe because the story's about them. So, you know, if I make an NPC who has a great destiny, then it would potentially overshadow the parties, or his amazing story would never actually fully be told, and that might be a little frustrating. So, usually not.
Okay.
I am not quite as bad about this as Rodrigo, but I have pages of characters in the character builder that I've just been like, this would be really cool. And I'm never going to get to play them because we just don't have enough people running campaigns or anything.
Oh, we got plenty of people running campaigns.
Yeah, me. Seeing as I'm running two every other week.
Wow.
But and, you're not bitter about that.
So I never actually get to play. I don't get to toss out as many characters as other people do either. And when someone suggests a one-shot, I do the same thing as Rodrigo. Oh, well, this would work better. Let's make this new character. I do have one character that I've used as an NPC before. But I didn't start using him as an NPC. Rodrigo did.
That's true.
Thren from the...
Steven's game.
Steven's game. Yeah. Has been used as an NPC in...
As a running gag?
Yeah, but more almost as a running gag. More as a running gag. But he's been used as an NPC in... How many different games for Rodrigo?
At least two.
At least two. I've used him in at least one, so he's been used as an NPC in three different games, at least. I think Alex has used him a couple of times. So,
cool.
Thren gets used as an NPC all around, and that's actually been incorporated into his backstory when I actually get the chance to play him. Mm-hmm. And Rodrigo doesn't yell at me for bringing a character that I've already used.
He's become unstuck in time and is tripping through the various game dimensions.
Actually, yes, that is kind of what Thren has become.
Yep.
Kind of dubbed him as an accidental planeswalker.
Yep. He's the Billy Pilgrim of D&D.
D&D Brian?
Well, I don't typically flesh out too many characters that I'm not using for a game. I mean, I'll often get little ideas, but I'll either just jump out or let them go and call back to those when it is time for me to actually make a character. The only time I typically ever sit down and actually fully, you know, build up a character is usually when I'm just bored at work and I have some system that usually involves some sort of random elements.
Mm.
It's like to roll on the tables and see what wacky things I get, and those are made with no real intention of being played.
Excellent.
So don't you also end up getting, you know, about 100 more RPGs per week than the rest of us?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time just perusing different RPG books than actual, creating the characters and whatnot.
All right, so we're going to jump into our iTunes. Everybody who's been going over to iTunes and giving us 5-star ratings, we really appreciate those, especially like this one from The Max T. Please don't end the show. I'm begging you. Maybe you could continue at Paragon level or something. Just please, 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 please don't end it. Well, we're going to continue to record as long as you can continue to listen. Jim Wise says, gaming at its finest. I'm a 70s and 80s kind of, grognard? And Critical Hit is making it very hard for me to actively dislike 4th edition D&D. Wizards of the Coast, take note of that. Keep up the awesome work, guys. Can't wait for the next season, which you're already listening to. So hopefully you're enjoying that very much, Jim Wise. And if you want to get a shout-out, go ahead and head over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating with comments, and you may hear your comment read on the show very soon. If you do have any questions or comments about Critical Hit or anything going on at Major Spoilers, all you need to do is send us an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next week, when we pick up in the middle of this action, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.